Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Coming up, when the music's over, turn out the lights. Guess what our theme is today?
Cockroaches. No. Plus, WWDC's new app shows us what's coming on iOS. iRadio, it looks like it might be real. And if you must die, please do it in a dumb way.
Okay. But before you die, be a fit star on iPad Today.
iPad Today is brought to you by GoToMeeting with HD Faces from Citrix, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate with colleagues and clients anywhere. You can share the same screen and see each other face-to-face with HD video conferencing, even from an iPad. Sign up for your 30-day free trial today. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, use the promo code iPad. And by Slingbox. Buy a Slingbox and turn your mobile device into a television. With Slingbox, you can watch high-def TV on your smartphone, laptop, or tablet anywhere there's an internet connection. Learn more at slingbox.com/twit. And by GoToMyPC from Citrix. GoToMyPC connects you directly to your Office Mac or PC from any other computer or from your iPad or iPhone. Sign up for a 30-day free trial today at GoToMyPC.com. Use the promo code iPad. The root beer float edition of iPad Today. When you mentioned last week that you desired a root beer float, I took you at your word.
Oh, are you going to act like you made these for us?
No, I did not make these. I made them happen.
Oh, thank you.
That counts, doesn't
for
it?
We're helping. Should we? Okay.
Yeah, lock the front door because.
Oh.
Ah,
you know, I was
so
worried.
Good.
Because they were sitting here for a few, that it would be too mixed up.
It was driving me crazy, frankly.
In order for it to be good, but you can't mess up a root beer float, even if it's all melty.
It's A&W. That was the best,
A&W.
Right? A&W. And now they couldn't get the very, very best vanilla. So I said, truthfully, I think a cheap vanilla is probably better in a root beer float than a good vanilla, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, it's it just doesn't matter. Oh, every week should be a root beer float week.
So today we're going to talk about music.
Yeah, we are.
Now, one of the things I've been waiting for has still not happened, but may happen in the next couple of weeks. Google has already said we're going to do a Google Music with the new Google All Access Radio for iOS. So we don't have to suffer with G Music much longer.
No, well.
Well, it's not suffer.
It's third party. What's up, Google?
Yeah.
They said, you're getting it.
But I'm happy.
Not going to be weird about an Android only.
Because Google does such a good job on iOS apps, I expect a really nice app. In fact, in some ways, Google does better iOS apps than they do Android apps. They're very...
Do you think so? Okay, so? Well, that's interesting because you obviously have more experience with the Android
right.
Ecosystem than I do. Do you really feel that way? I mean, how's that really...
Well, I'll give you an example. I think Google Plus on iOS looked better first.
Okay.
Now on Android, they've caught up.
Right.
Maps, arguably the same. I would say very similar. I'm trying to think of what other Google apps... And then sometimes, for instance, Google Now came to Android first.
That's true.
And it's not quite as complete on iOS as it is on Android. So, but I do think that their designers are very good on the iOS side. And for good reason, because if you think about it, many of the apps that we use, Gmail, for instance, and Maps, on our front page on our iPad and iPhone are actually Google apps. They have a very prominent place on the Apple platform.
Totally.
Which must chagrin Apple slightly, which is why I think we're going to see some big changes on Monday.
I'm so excited.
Will you be here?
Yes.
Okay.
What do you mean, will I be here?
Oh, I'm just checking.
Wait, what are you, what, I'm going to get
up early? You travel
a
lot. You were in New York
here,
last
and then
week.
And you're going to say, oh, wait, what did Sarah show for? Weird. This is an Apple event.
Our coverage starts at 9.
I guess we could add a chair for her.
No, will you please?
Yes.
My invitation to you, please come.
TNT is going to be on at 9 a.m. rather than 10 a.m. Pacific on Monday.
You'll start early.
Float talking.
It is.
It's going to get worse.
Boy, it went right to your head.
Yeah. Feeling very flushed. But that's going to start at 9, and then we'll go right into the announcement at 10.
Right. Well, You better start a little earlier because we're going to go into the announcement at 9:30 because that's when Microsoft begins their keynote at E3.
Oh, really?
And and then...
I guess somebody should tell the TNT
tell
team to...
Well, start as early as you can.
Okay. We like to do sort of like an absolute time thing.
I know.
On TNT,
I know. It's so strange.
Unlike the rest of the Twit
Network.
It's
so odd. I don't understand it.
The four of us need to be like, when exactly are we starting? Because we have to count back 3 hours and that's when we have to wake up.
It takes that long.
Well, it's, you know, it's research and reading.
So if I said 8:30, you'd have to get up at 5:30? No, then I won't do that to you. Start at 9.
I might even have to get up earlier than that. It's okay. You know what?
Start at 9.
That's
that gives you an extra half hour of napping. And
sure.
And then at 9, okay, whenever you're done, we'll begin the keynote from the Worldwide Developers
Conference. It's all going to be fine. The point is you won't miss out on any live coverage, which we end up really enjoying.
Right.
And, you know, the audience seems to really like our live coverage, so we're going to do more and more of that.
Yes, they do.
But back to making music, because that's our theme for this show.
Oh, making music.
Well.
Now, see, this is
not,
interesting.
No, it's not just about curation. I just thought, like,
there's both
making music, tapping your toes to the apps.
Well, there's some great new music apps actually on the for making music on the iPad.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if you and I are thinking of one of the same ones.
Is it the one with the Y?
It is.
Let's
see. Okay, let's start with that. So this is Music with a Y, M-U-S-Y-C.
Finger Lab. Just put this out.
I actually really like the icon. This is brand new. Brand new. In fact, it is an editor's choice in the App Store. So you may have seen it or you may have not. This is a very interesting app. Now, I'm just going to go ahead and play.
So it's a synthesizer.
Yes. However.
Looks like a football game.
It kind of does, right? No, this is actually not something that I built. This is something that's
it just
already
happens.
It's built into the app just to give you a sense of like,
right.
Oh, okay, we're talking about a music app that's somehow visually oriented with shapes and they're sort of swinging and
it's
there's
kinetic.
Kind of, yeah, kinetic and there's sort of a physics element involved. Okay, so what if I say, all right, I would like to go ahead and make a new song.
So first of all, you saw that the choice of instruments was soft mallets, but you're not stuck. With
no,
that mallet
no,
sound.
You can,
a whole
you
bunch
can change
of
them to modern jazz or Art Nouveau or arcades.
This is so neat.
Let's go to arcades.
Okay,
just, you know,
little 8-bit sound here.
For giggles.
And
right?
Now we can build a playing field in effect.
Exactly. So I can go ahead and I'm basically making shapes that will help my other shapes move. Right. So if I wanted to create,
if you like, cut the rope. This is like a freeform cut the rope. And the payoff is interesting music. Now, you saw that the one that they offered had a perpetual motion machine. That you have to work on that, actually. It's not automatic.
I'm going to make my... How do I do this? There we go.
So bigger is deeper.
Yeah. Yeah, get it? And I added a little... Now, I played around a little bit with the shortcuts. What I did here is I add a shape... And then before, while I still have that shape, I just changed the kind of shape it was. Let's go back to the square. Then you touch the stick that you made.
I love this. I think kids would have so much fun at this.
Yeah, so and what's kind of cool is, like, again, there's sort of a physics element. So that little triangle that I made ended up eventually bouncing off. And then once it's gone, it's gone. Now, you can move things around. You saw in the sample that there was a very, very sort of a large area that all of these shapes were taking advantage of. So I can go ahead and start building. Let's drop a triangle here.
I think you could play with this for hours and hours.
Oh, you
years.
Totally could. Now, look at all my shapes here that I've added. I can go ahead and change pitch here. I can change the length of how long, you know, the sound lasts for. Here's my master volume, which is kind of, you know, ridiculous. And then you go into effects, and now you have, like, your delays.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah, it's really cool. Oh, that's so annoying. I'm so sorry, you guys. You know?
Well, and this is one thing that we should mention.
And then, you play around with your speed, your gravity. How much does gravity matter?
We do
your
a lot tempo. Of these synthesizer apps, and neither Sarah nor I.
Now, hold on, though. This is modern.
We're very good at this.
This is modern music. modern art can be anything, mm-hmm. and so can modern music. Mm. I happen to really like my masterpiece. I think it's very good.
So,
I'm going to go ahead and
do you remember
it.
On the Screensavers we interviewed Brian Eno?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was so cool.
Yeah, that was
so
neat. That was a big day.
And a new wave a musician who just did so many interesting things in the 60s and the 70s. Maybe it was later even. But he told me at the time that he didn't see he didn't think of music in terms of musically. He thought of it almost as programming.
Yeah.
He and a guy named Peter Chilvers have a couple of apps. This is called Bloom.
Ooh.
Created for the iPad. This is the generative one. So it's going to reminded me a little bit of this. Eno did ambient music among other things. He had some hit songs as well. David Bowie, very influenced by Brian Eno. In fact, Brian Eno did the sounds for Windows 95, the startup sounds for Windows 95.
Oh, really?
So he's a very interesting fella.
I should know that.
There's two apps from Eno and Chilvers. This one's the first, called Bloom, about $3.99. So this is just letting it go, letting it do its own thing. But you can also add. It doesn't have the controls of music does, and what happened with Eno, oops, that's the wrong thing to pull down. For the Eno, it was all about ambient. So he did music for airports, remember that? And it was just kind of sounded a lot like this.
It kind of reminds me of Virgin America's music when you're like,
it does.
When you're like sitting there and everybody's getting their stuff into the overhead compartments.
So there's quite a bit of stuff. There's different moods. That's Benzoin. We can shuffle the mood. We can listen, we can clear it, we can freeze, we can increase the delay, we can evolve when idle, which I love. Multitasking means that I can exit out of Bloom and continue to hear the music. This is classic mode. There's also infinite and freestyle modes. Look, it's, you know, it's another one of those, and I think like music, something that you're going to want to play with. But just, I find this stuff fascinating. And I could listen to this all day.
See, mine was like very irritating and made you, you know,
well, that's what
like
made me launch this
jerky
program.
And yours is like meditative. When you're getting a massage, this could be in the background.
It is kind of new agey. It's a little
new
agey,
but in a cool way. In a cool way.
So they have another newer app which I haven't tried, and I should mention, called Scape.
Scape,
which I think is probably a similar similar idea. Scape makes music that thinks for itself. He calls it an album. You know what? Let me buy that one. That's $5.99. And I'll play some Scape for you. What else you got?
I've got, if my little hint at the beginning of the show didn't spell it out, I have always been a big Doors fan, Leo.
Ray Manzarek just passed away.
He did.
Yeah. Love the Doors.
He was the oldest of all of them.
You know, Jim Morrison, of course, died early on through drug abuse. But but Ray Manzarek was, while Jim was the front guy, Ray was the keyboardist and really the heart and soul of the Doors. And just an amazing, talented musician.
You know how I know.
So what do you got?
Well, you know how I know that he's the oldest is because I went ahead and downloaded the official Doors app.
Good time for that.
Which tells me all sorts of information.
Is there music on it?
About the musicians. Oh, yeah. There's everything. This is like an anthology.
Well, it's from Warner Music Group.
Yeah,
so that's,
yeah. No, this is, I mean,
it's their
like,
label.
Yeah, it's. This is like the official. If you go to thedoors.com, this is the Doors app now. And what's neat is, so I'm looking through a timeline of, you know, this is from 1939 to 1964. If you go into like 65 through 72, and you start scrolling through stuff, this is just kind of like interesting stuff that happened on July 12th, 1968. The Doors' third album, Waiting for the Sun, was released. They've got like mugshots of Jim Morrison and the various times that he was arrested. There were many of them. But this is also, it's not just about like, oh, history. There's also music. So you can go ahead and say, all right, well, which album am I interested in? Let's go. We were talking about Waiting for the Sun. What was on that? Okay, Hello, I Love You. That's a good one. Unknown Soldier. Spanish Caravan's a great song. You can go ahead and hear a little snippet of it.
Oh, I love that.
I know.
That's Ray, baby.
Anyway, I won't play too much of it, but you got a nice little link.
Take me away, Spanish Caravan. I like how Jim sings.
I got to see you again and again. But I honestly, some of you might be saying, well, okay, you know, the Doors really, I don't know, this is a long time ago, but I feel like even people out there, maybe you're a parent, maybe you have a teen, there's like a certain phase and everybody goes through a Doors phase. Maybe not every kid in the whole world, but certainly I did. I think I was like a sophomore in high school. I bought all the like Best of the Doors stuff. That's all I listened to.
Love it. Love it.
And then it was right around the time that the Doors movie came out, the Oliver Stone movie.
Wasn't that good?
I
thought it was
good. Movie.
Yeah. Did you go when you were in Paris? Did you go see his grave?
I did at Père Lachaise.
Yeah.
And there were these teenagers sitting there, like eating croissants and crying, and they were
did
doing other things too.
Did you leave a little marble or something on his?
I didn't do anything.
Stone.
I took a photo. Yeah. That's where Jim Morrison is buried.
So,
in
if you were to go fast forward maybe 30 years into the present. Time,
yes, yes.
Who would you say is really hip, really interesting and creative and with it as a musician today?
Kendrick Lamar.
Though I've never heard of him.
Oh, he's pretty with it.
How about somebody from Scandinavia?
Oh, like Bjork?
Yes! Oh. Bjork's been putting out Al.
That was the,
it was very good.
She was the second person I was going to say.
Right after Kendrick Lamar, Bjork.
You're right.
She does iPad albums that are apps.
Yes.
Which are very interesting. This is one that's free. I mean, some of them are expensive. There's one that's $13, but this one's called Solstice. It's based on a poem, and it's interactive, and you can do all sorts of things with it that I don't really fully understand, but it's Bjork, so you don't have to understand.
Yeah, it's all just, yeah.
Just listen.
You're supposed to be a little
You can clear it.
Unsure.
You can save it.
Of
you can
what's happening.
Why I'm saving this. Anyway, this is a silence one. You can load other songs as you create them. So it's interactive. And then, of course, you can listen to the song that she did. But this is kind of, I think this is what the iPad was made for. It's really talented, interesting, creative people to do stuff that allows you to express your creativity within their space, right?
Now we're going back to the upsetting.
Is it annoying?
No,
well,
I
you
love
could,
it.
If you had Brian Eno playing in the background, you'd be set.
They cancel each other out. Eno and Bjork. Those two have really got to collaborate.
It's the best Bjork song I ever heard.
This could be a Bjork song.
It is a Bjork song.
Oh.
Solstice. It's free. So the nice thing about this, you can try it for free and see if you like it.
I like Bjork, actually.
I think she's fascinating.
She has a really, really great voice, and she's interesting.
Now, there are other Bjorks, like this is Biophilia, but it's $13, so I wasn't going to buy it.
I have that on my iPad.
Do you? You
yeah,
like
yeah.
it?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
And
I think you kind of have to be a Bjork fan, but that's how the Doors app is as well. By the way, that the Doors app is $5. So if you're an enthusiast, it's awesome. I mean, I spent a lot of time looking through gallery and maps of where they had played and all sorts of good stuff. But again, it's for fans, as is the Bjork stuff. You're not going to download that unless you...
Just so you know, this is the Scape, the Brian Eno, the new one that and Pete did. Scape is created by adding backgrounds and elements. Tap the flashing palette to open it. So this is actually, it's interesting because Brian Eno was really programmed synthesizers. And it really looked like a lot like this.
Tap any of the backgrounds to add it to the scope.
I don't know where a background is. Is this a background? Well, anyway, you get the idea.
No,
maybe you don't get the idea because
I don't get the idea.
I certainly don't get the
idea. I don't know how that
I'm tapping,
what's happening here.
Tapping away.
It almost seems like it's sort of stuck. I don't. Oh, wait. Things are happening. Drag any element onto the scape. Drag. Oh. Tap on the flashing mood.
This is the tutorial, by the way.
Tap it.
This is kind of neat. There are 8 moods. These are the moods on the side.
You're not even paying attention. It's telling you what to do.
Now, these are backgrounds.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh.
It's kind of neat.
Okay, I got it. It's like a moodscape.
Yeah.
Tap the flashing menu button.
And then I can pause it. I can save my scape with a little camera icon. So this is kind of interesting.
This is $6.
Cool.
This is a $6 app.
Yeah.
So probably promise yourself that you'll put more effort into it than Leo and I are.
I think this is better than anything you did. You want to hear Glass Day?
I'm just saying. I mean, you don't read the directions, so you're just tapping and going, this is awesome.
You shouldn't have. Listen. Just listen with your ear.
I like it.
Not both ears, because you only have one earpiece, but listen with your ear.
It's massage music. I got it. Who doesn't like massage music? Everybody likes it. It's good. Really good. Ding.
It is kind of massage.
Okay, you want to go back to being
you're right.
Sort of horrifically scarred by music?
Yeah.
Okay, then I've got just the app for you. It's called Yellowfire.
Yellowfire?
Yellowfire.
Why is it that I'm doing relaxing stuff and you're doing scarring
because
stuff?
Because I'm here to bother you.
What is this? What
okay,
is this?
So this is really cool. You have, it's a combination of making music and making and taking advantage of basically beats and loops that have been created by really famous people. So,
oh, neat.
For example, I'll go ahead and load up one of a song by The Orb. Okay, I'm familiar with The Orb.
That's an actual band?
Yeah, well, it's electronica.
Is Kendrick LaSalle in that?
Kendrick Lamar? No, Kendrick Lamar is a lot younger than the people in The Orb.
Okay.
All right, so I've got The Orb. Sounds good. Let's go ahead and save that song. What are we going to call it? Yeah, that's fine. That's
in The
fine.
Orb.
For the purposes of this,
yeah, good enough.
We'll go ahead and go back. Now let's record something. All right, so let's see what it sounds like first. Why aren't you playing? Is it because Frederica sending me an email?
Notifications.
I'm sorry. I'm dumb. I haven't recorded anything yet. Okay.
Well, so, that would explain it.
Okay. So I'm going to record my voice.
Oh, it's a voice thing.
Yeah. Like, right. Or just, you know, whatever.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is the audio up, Ryan?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What the heck?
Mm-hmm.
What's happening?
Maybe you have to give it a color.
No, shouldn't.
Now who didn't read the directions?
Oh, you little jerk.
Just play something you've already recorded.
Why is it playing?
I hate it when that happens.
Oh, wait, hold on. Edit song.
Okay, here's something. Let's hear this. Now press play.
Oh no, there's something wrong with this.
It's broken.
Yeah, you know what? Here, let's hold on a second. Let me just
yeah,
let me
close it and start over. Yeah.
Let's try.
All right.
Because I really wanted my bird noise to like seem really cool. Hold on a second. Hold on. It does work. I did this earlier. So we go ahead, load new song. Let's go back. Oh, we got The Orb here. Yeah. Yep. Go ahead and save it. That's right. Yeah, cool. Fine. Yeah. All right. Now.
Should be playing. I don't hear it.
Well, it's okay.
Should be playing right now. There it is.
Yeah, so there was just something wrong with it.
Okay.
Okay. So this is the song, right?
Yeah. Now record something.
Okay.
Ooh, neat.
I'm a bird in the song now. Now you're like, okay, well, what's happening here? So if I go into...
Wow, it's taking your sound and doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah. That's annoying. And if I go into edit song, you can kind of see that there are all these different areas that have been built upon, right?
Wow.
So we go to 20, and we go back to 1.
Like the other ones, I have no idea what's going on, but I like it.
I don't have any idea what's going on here. Because I'm not doing the cool stuff, I'm just doing the boring stuff. But then, let's say you go into this guy. So this is just one little piece of the song, right? I'll turn it down a tiny bit. Now, I can change this with a variety of samples and effects. Or I can take out stuff and say, like, nah.
I love what it did to your bird sound.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
Okay, so now at this little tiny piece of the song, I've changed it up a lot. So if I go ahead and go back into this area, you can see as it loops through. So I'm going 3, number 4, number 5. And then you get to my kind of crazy one.
Ooh!
A little flurry of action in that area because I added a bunch of samples. Now, if I want to, like, speed it up, I can do that. Really irritate the heck out of you. I would totally dance to this in a club. If someone was like, this is the new, like, cool bird song, I probably would believe them. That's Yellowfire. Who doesn't love it?
You know the only thing missing from that?
What?
Math.
What do you mean?
Glitch machine.
What?
Glitch machine.
What? Is that like glitch mob or is that different?
This is, you enter a formula into this and it makes music. Now, I just downloaded this thanks to, you could turn it up. Go ahead, turn it up. Did you? All right.
Oh.
Here's the formula.
Oh.
What's going on?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but see, it's 8-bit.
How's it work?
I don't know. Okay. Now, Winster told me this was really going to be fun.
Somebody in chat?
Yeah, I listen to chat all the time.
Somebody in chat told you to download a
got
math
space,
music app and you believed
them. You got space in there and you can do all this and you can tap and do all this stuff. And it's 8-bit. It's 8-bit. Burke, come over here and show me how it works.
Nope. This is a big fat fail. You're not doing anything. And don't tweet about it either.
Sarah, I didn't like it. Look, what's neat is it's...
Yeah, it's great. This is really good.
You need to give it...
It sort of looks like Pong.
I need to give it the formula... Wait a minute. The problem is... let's just cut that out. I need to give the formula for derivative of a trinomial.
Okay. And that's going to play a cool song?
Probably.
All right. Well, it is paused right now, isn't it?
No, this is... I haven't tried it yet. This is Glitch Machine. It's a couple of bucks. $3, I think. $4. And
somebody should make a tutorial and send it to us.
I'm sure there is. Burke knows how to use this. Come on, Burke. Come on out here. Make it happen.
This guy buzzkills every single thing I do of my entire life.
Who, Burke?
Burke.
He made us the root beer floats.
Oh, thank you, Burke. That was nice.
Actually, he has a technique that gives you an interesting, more layered, nuanced approach to root beer floats.
Yeah, and then he took it.
And then he drank it.
He put it down, and so we were like, wow, this is the proper way to do it for the show. And then he drinks it and leaves.
Anyway, I'll get more proficient with Glitch Machine. It looks pretty
cool.
Please do. And I just downloaded it because Winster in the chat room said it's a very, very fun program. You want to try it, Burke?
He says,
I said it's great. That doesn't mean I know how to use it. Well, it's interesting. It's, I don't know. We don't need to go on and on, but...
Or even begin, apparently.
It's a great tool.
It's a great tool.
Can't you just play?
No.
See, I need...
It needs input.
It needs
math
input.
Math is hard.
Math is hard.
Math is tough.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we just talked about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7? Did we really just do that? We just talked about 7 crazy music apps.
It just scratched the surface. There's so much cool stuff on the iPad.
I mean, we could do really an iPad music show, but we'd need more talented people.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like,
yeah,
as a show.
But over the years, as we've done this show, we've shown a great many very interesting apps. I think the iPad just
music
is
a theme that we can bring back regularly, and there's always new apps.
Nowadays, when you see a performer on stage, it's rare that they don't have an iPad. Flaming Lips. Saw Flaming Lips. Keyboardist. First thing he does, brings out the iPad, mm-hmm. puts it on his keyboard, and he's doing all sorts of stuff. It's rare that you don't see an iPad on stage.
Totally.
And, we used to, when we first started doing this show, we'd have photos of musicians using iPads. Now it's just like,
well, we had a segment on the show, some of you who remember the show from, 2010?
Yeah.
Which was called iPad Spotted in the Wild.
And now
it's like, can you imagine
everywhere.
We did that?
Everywhere.
Look, another person has an iPad.
Yeah,
celebrity
yeah.
holding iPad.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It was a big deal.
Amazing.
It was a big deal 3 months after launch, believe me.
Wow,
all right, so
fun.
For all the links to the apps that we mentioned, and we talked about quite a few of them, do visit iPad today at twit.tv/IPT. That's where all of our links are. That's where all of our video archives are. That's where you can see what Leo
happens.
And I were doing a week ago, whatever that is.
Dancing.
Yeah, we were just weird. I don't know what that was. That was weird. It's almost as if I've erased it from my memory.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
But thanks everybody who watches the show and subscribes every week. We love you like you were one of our own.
Mm-hmm. Our show today brought to you by our friends at Citrix, doing so many great programs. Perhaps I might say this might be their best known go-to meeting. We talk about it a lot. It is just a simple way to make meetings work. Not just with people who are around you, but nowadays with teams distributed all over the world, with your coworkers, your prospective clients, people who are on the go in different offices, different parts of the world. And for you, too, it gives you the chance to hold meetings wherever you are. To work efficiently today, you got to have a strong connection to your team. Team building is so important for building trust, for staying focused, for being creative. Nobody likes meetings, but GoToMeeting makes meetings fun. It makes them engaging. Most importantly, it makes them productive. It works in less time because you're literally on the same page with their screen sharing. And with HD Faces, you're seeing each other. So you're seeing the body language. You're seeing the smiles, the frowns. You're getting kind of fed by your coworkers. And really, as we know, face-to-face is so important in everything we do because really we're in a human environment. Admittedly, all this technology kind of takes you away from that. So the HD Faces, I think, brings you back to it. And you can conference, by the way, on the iPad, the iPhone, the Android devices, on, of course, any computer. You can even present from your iPad. I want you to try it free for 30 days. Visit gotomeeting.com, use a promo code iPad, and get 30 days free. Then download the free software on your iPad or any device and meet face-to-face with your team. We're going to do a little giveaway. You want to do a little giveaway?
I certainly do.
We have a GoToMeeting camera.
Oh,
that's really? Not it. I have it in my office, but I left it there. But what we're going to do is give you a iPad Today webcam. How about that? All you have to do is to say on Twitter, and you know, we do these on Twitter, if you had a meeting with anyone famous, living or not, using GoToMeeting with HD Faces, who would it be with and why? And you do need to use some specific hashtags so we can find it, because what we're going to do is we're going to take all these tweets and have a random drawing among all the tweets that we get for the chance to win this free HD webcam.
Here you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
There it is.
You just had
look,
to say.
If you look inside, you say, hey, Baba Louie, Sudite, Sudite.
Ah,
there's the
okay.
webcam. Sudite, baby.
It's a really good HD webcam. So here's the hashtag, iPad Today Webcam. That's one. The other is GoToMeeting. So make sure you put those hashtags in your tweet. Who would you like to meet with? Anyone living or dead, with HD Faces, and why? And by the way, creativity doesn't count. Be creative, but we're choosing these at random.
Be as creative as possible, but that won't affect
it doesn't
our decision
It's completely
at
random,
all.
But we'll have more
you
fun
can
reading
say,
them.
Beep, boop, and the right hashtag, and you will be submitted.
And if you win, we're going to read it on the air, so just remember that.
Do you really want to be the beep, boop guy?
That's another
you
prize.
You want to be that guy? Don't be that guy.
A dramatic reading of your tweet
yes.
will be part of the prize.
In slow-mo.
Contest ends on Monday, June 17th at 11:59 p.m. Pacific, and then we'll announce the winner in 2 weeks on our show on June 20th. U.S. residents only, sorry, just because of the legal requirements of this. For contest rules and regulations, visit our blog, inside.twit.tv. And again, remember, hashtag iPad Today Webcam and hashtag GoToMeeting. Very important. And then make sure the rest of it doesn't matter. But do tweet who you would like to meet with a GoToMeeting with HD Faces and why. If you could fit that in the remaining 100 characters.
Yes.
Challenge.
Do it.
And
do
we
it
thank
now.
The folks at GoToMeeting. Try it free. 30 days free. GoToMeeting.com. Use the offer code iPad.
So last week, we made a promise to you that we weren't going to talk about WWDC on this show.
Yeah, because, so we're not.
But we are.
We are!
But
it's hard
it's
not to.
It's not our fault because over the last week, there was an iPad app released that is all about the right. WWDC event.
It's the official
schedule.
App. It's the yeah. official app.
Yeah.
In fact, you should get it because even if you're not going to WWDC, you'll be able to see videos of the various sessions.
Exactly.
In fact, you can even see already, you can see the previous year's sessions in the app.
Yep.
But the reason it's interesting is it might be a little bit of a foreshadowing of what to expect.
Yeah, so what's cool is that when you download it at first, it says, oh, you must be a developer. You know, it's a developers conference. Go ahead and log in with your credentials. Well, I don't have an official developer account. But it'll go ahead and let you in anyway. You're just basically logging in with your Apple ID. And what I at this point now, we see, you know, here's our keynote.
Notice how flat it is. That's what everybody's been paying attention to. Like up at the top, there's no bezeling, no beveling of
oh,
the
really?
Tabs.
People are.
Oh yeah.
They're parsing the app itself.
Well, and I think Renee Ritchie and others have said you shouldn't read too much into this.
I that was the last thing I thought of. I think It's just more interesting to see. Okay, well
all
we've got
sessions.
Our keynotes.
Yep.
You got State of the Union, Apple Design Awards. That's always a big one. You know that app developers get really excited when they. When they get, you know, best of the year, that sort of thing. But then look at all this stuff. Session to be announced on Tuesday at 9, at, you know, 10 through 15, again over lunch. There's all sorts of stuff. You got some Xcode, you've got some getting the most out of the web inspector. But most of this stuff is all sessions to be announced based on what we'll hear about on Monday.
That is very interesting.
Yeah, isn't that cool? I mean, it's cool if you, you know, like the idea that you're going to hear all sorts of new and cool things, and then the sessions don't have to be secret anymore.
I love it that they don't say to be announced.
Yeah.
Now, if you click the camera tab in the bottom there, you'll see that's where sessions are going to be. But you can go back.
Yeah, because it hasn't started yet. But if you go back.
I love this. This is a great way to kind of catch up.
This is all stuff from 2012. Yeah. You know, like, hey, remember when, I was going to say AirPrint, but who wants to watch that? Cortex and fonts, right?
For developers. It's for developers.
Exactly. This is not, you know, this is not like wow, splashy stuff. But this is awesome. I mean, we got, this is an hour presentation.
This is
here.
Free, too. I think it's really nice that they've done
that. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And so this is, if you're a developer just starting out on iOS or just have any interest in all of the stuff that gets talked about over the week at WWDC, this is an absolute must app to have. And it's free. So really, you're just getting a bunch of information. And once the show starts, the events area will be a lot more filled out. They've got a little news section here. Again, there's nothing's been announced yet, so this will look a lot different in a week. And then you've got maps.
Look how flat the look. There's the logo.
Oh, that's
flat.
Really funny.
Look at the maps.
Hey, Brian,
flat.
Look away from my iPad for a second. Let me
Are
see
you
if it'll
enter
give.
Something?
Well, little because I don't have a developer account, but it did let me in earlier. So let's see what it says. Sign in, developer account. Yes. Huh. That's weird. So it lets me see the schedule, but I can't view the map.
Oh, I could.
Section, unless I'm a developer.
Oh, well, I'm a developer, so that's why.
Well, that's why, Leo, isn't it? That must be it. We have different kinds of accounts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, you don't have to have the $99 developer account. You can have the free developer account. See, it's free to sign up for
the
developer
account. There you go. Yeah, and if you're interested in any of the sessions that are already announced, you just click on any of them. Interface Builder Lab, go ahead and click on that. You see a little synopsis of what it's about. Add it to favorites. That way you can, you know, if you want to get back into the app later on.
Just for you unwashed masses, here's what the maps look like.
Oh, wow.
But see how flat they are?
Interesting.
I mean, that's why people are reading
into this. It's like you're riding first class. I'm just back in coach wondering what everything looks like.
What do you think those TBA to be announced sessions are? Why would they not say, you know, things like, you know, how to write to the... accelerometer API. I mean, why would they, what could they possibly say? You know, how to use the fingerprint scanner on the new iPhone 5S?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like things like that.
Oh.
Yeah. How to incorporate, you know, feature X of iOS 7, for example.
The new flying iPad.
What's the easiest way for a music subscription service to link into iRadio, perhaps?
You know, that some of these, if iRadio happens, some of these will certainly be about iRadio.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
We should talk about iRadio. Okay, no, iRadio is just something that the media has decided that they would name this new streaming service. It's starting to seem more and more, though, like this is happening.
Why do you think that?
Well, because...
do you hear the drum beats? That's just the Eno app.
No.
I left it running.
In essence, I do sort of hear the drum beat.
Yeah. Well, certainly everybody's reporting like things like, oh, they just finished a deal with Warner Music and the publishing.
Exactly.
They've got everybody but Sony, according to the rumors in the trade press.
And the last I heard, it was Warner was pretty much locked up across the board.
Yeah.
With Universal, it was only because it's like... licensing, and then it's the songwriter composer side of things. So they were, you know, halfway there type thing. We've got a.
I'm hearing him.
Ooh, no, this is good. This actually goes along with the rumor mill quite nicely. You got a story from Ad Age today saying Apple's going to sell audio ads in iRadio, which is going to be highly targeted. And again, everyone says, this is for iRadio, which, you know, hasn't actually been announced or anything and might not be called iRadio, but that the streaming music service will contain mobile ads that iAd currently sells. So that's Apple's own ad network. And the story is that iAd, which is, you know, Apple's ad network, is expected to keep a higher percentage of revenue compared with other iAd inventory, again, because it's very highly targeted because it's music-based. Currently, I'm just going to keep going. You act like an animal if you want to. I'm going to give people just the facts. Currently, 70% of iAd revenue is given to publishers who monetize their apps using the service, according to the dev program. And then here's kind of the interesting thing. For iRadio, Apple would only share 10% of ad revenue with music rights holders.
But that's more than Pandora
does. As reported by the Wall Street Journal,
Pandora's 4%.
Yeah, exactly. So this is already sort of interesting, like, well, what happens to Pandora then if all of a sudden Apple has a very similar model that makes the music industry happier? Because that's the whole problem with the Pandora models. The music industry is like, yeah, you got this whole royalty thing going on.
It's a reasonable presumption that Apple's come on would be, we'll give you more.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, the music industry is apparently very unhappy with Pandora. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you still make 99%.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't know. What do you think? I'm excited.
Are you?
I'm excited.
What if you have to use iTunes?
What do you mean?
Will that be a downer?
I mean, I use iTunes.
You do?
Already.
Yeah.
I have various issues with iTunes, but it's like I'm not living in a world now where I bypass iTunes.
Are you not happy with Pandora? Is there something?
So that's the interesting thing is that I am actually I'm a happy Pandora user. You know, Pandora had its own announcement how they're going to build basically a web interface
they've always had that.
Well, I mean, like an HTML5 interface
instead
for
of an app.
Connected televisions and like video players and that sort of thing.
Because right now on most smart TVs you do have a Pandora app,
right?
But this would make it even more universal.
Yeah, and just able to run Pandora in a variety of places.
That's their only defense is to be because an Apple solution will be iOS and Mac only.
Sure.
So their only defense at this point. Well, maybe not. Maybe they'll make it in Windows.
They'll make an Apple TV app. They better.
Yeah, maybe.
They will. They have to.
But still, it's still not universal.
But it's like, I love Pandora. I really do. I love Pandora. But I do think that competition is good. And Apple, with its, huge legal team and negotiating prowess and ability to lock things up with executives in the music industry, if this all really happens, it will only push Pandora to be a better product as well. That's in general how I feel these things work.
If I were to say there's one thing with Pandora that I'm not thrilled about is that the stations seem to drift as you listen over time. Maybe it's because the stations I make are so narrow, but they run out of content and then they start sticking in stuff from Elvis.
Well, or you thumbs down enough and then you're like, I'm pretty much just listening to the same 10 songs.
Yeah.
Yes, I like them, but where do we keep peppering in the
new
stuff?
That happens even without thumbs downing. I have a Mumford & Sons station that the only thing I did was put Mumford & Sons in. I don't think I've upped or downed it. And I hear the same 10 songs every time it starts.
Yeah.
It's pretty predictable. And so I think it could be, in other words, you could do better than Pandora. I think there's an opportunity.
I think, Pandora set the stage for the next generation of radio.
Right. And, of course, Pandora is only in the U.S. and Canada, I think.
No, it's the U.S., Australia, and New Zealand.
Canada
does not have it yet.
So maybe an Apple deal would be more global. That might be another, selling point.
Absolutely. No, it's true. In fact, Amber, I was on the Social Hour a couple weeks ago. I came to the table with a bunch of Pandora stories, and Amber's like, probably a good time to remind you that I don't have access to Pandora. I've never used it.
That's got to be frustrating.
That was jerky of me. I had forgotten that.
I did, too. I thought it was in Canada.
Our hat neighbor did not also enjoy. Yeah.
I can't. Spotify started in Scandinavia, in Sweden, I think. So it is everywhere. Or lots of places, anyway.
Speaking of iRadio, did you know that Apple's 500 million user accounts are second only to the large number of Facebook accounts?
Are they 500 million, half a million active accounts?
Yes. Yes.
Because that is a lot.
Well, I mean,
with active credit cards. Okay, so what they say is not necessarily they're actually doing stuff, but the credit card hasn't expired.
Right. So I guess technically you could be dormant, but not for that long.
Right.
Well, you could be dormant
couple
for
of years.
A few years,
How long? Your credit card's a few years.
But if you think about it this way, it's like, okay, well, Apple doesn't always use this kind of power.
Spotify's not in Canada either.
Oh, gosh. Canada, we got to give you guys something.
Oh, they got Rogers. What
Toronto
more could they
beat
want?
San Francisco yesterday.
They got the Blue Jays.
Yeah, that's right. You got the Blue Jays.
And
Milky Cabrera.
RDO and Have Songza.
Have fun with all of that.
Do you ever listen to Songza?
Yes.
I can't figure out what their business model is.
What do you mean?
That it's free.
It's
like
ad-based.
Pandora. You hear ads on your Songza?
Isn't there?
I've never heard an ad on my Songza.
Visual ads? Gosh, no, I can't remember. You should fire it up.
No, no, I have it on my Sonos. I know you have Sonos.
Yeah, I do.
And Songza is great because, in fact, Sonos has a deal with Songza because they have a Sonos channel curated by Sonos on it. The idea of Songza is kind of like Pandora, but instead of specifying an artist, you would specify a style or a mood. So, for instance, Life by Sonos, there's a kitchen entry. So you go to kitchen, and it says you can listen to Broadway show tunes to wash dishes by, or you can listen to hot pop songs to eat Fritos by or whatever. And so they give you some stations. There you go. And they have a concierge that says, hey, it's Thursday afternoon. What would you like? And but it never does say an artist. It always is a style. But gosh, there's some good stuff. There's a blues channel that is just the best old blues. And I could listen to it all day. So Songza, S-O-N-G-Z-A.
Yeah.
That's the web interface.
Yeah. They have an iPad app as well.
Do they? Okay.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Well, so the whole reason I was bringing up the accounts.
Oh, thing, there's iAds on the iPad app, somebody said.
Okay.
But I never see that.
Well, then it's working.
It's working for me.
I guess, for you anyway. But think about it, 500 million, some like iRadio comes out, Apple figures out a way to translate that.
Oh, you know that Tim Cook goes into Warner and says, look, we're going to give you 10%. We got 500 million active users.
Just take it. Let's all make a lot of money.
That's the line. Let's all make a lot of money.
That's probably actually what was said.
I think it's exactly the word.
How did you know that?
Were you a cockroach on the wall or something?
I might have
just
been.
Just eavesdropping?
I'm like a cockroach. I just come out from under something and then I scurry away. Hey, Leo, I know you like the app AnyDo.
I do.
You know that it has a completely new look.
I know.
Are you happy with the new
look? I do. Yes.
Don't.
And they're going to do a calendar, they say. Did you get the little invitation?
I did.
Yeah,
I was actually excited to tell you about it, but you're obviously way ahead of me.
AnyDo is a to-do list. It's the one I use. In fact, we talked about it because it does a great thing. I have it set every morning at 9 o'clock. Bring, little chime on my iPad says, it's time to plan your day. And it shows me all the to-dos I have, and I could say, yeah, I'll do this today, I'll do this one next week, I'll this one sometime later. It's really pretty much the getting things done methodology done for you. So you have a built-in daily review. It's elegant, it's beautiful, it really looks good. It's on Android, iOS, and this. Is that an iPad app?
It is.
That's nice, too, because it's a native app.
This is the new AnyDo.
It looks good.
Yeah.
New icon, new look. It's very flat.
It is flat, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Want to add a new task?
I love the speech. I use speech every time. Yeah.
Tell Leo to shower. Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
It is well aware what you need to do regularly.
And by the way, you really do need that pedicure. I think you should get it soon.
Excuse you. I am wearing closed-toed shoes, everyone, for a reason. So, yeah.
We're like an old married couple. We're kind of like Michael Douglas and Matt Damon.
Yeah, we are, actually. I was about to say something smart, and I'm like, that's pretty much
better
it.
Better not.
He's Michael Douglas, obviously.
Obviously.
He's just very, flouncy about everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is AnyDo. It's lovely. There's almost not much to show. I mean, I've got my work. You can add a new folder that could be anything.
It's so great.
The voice commands are very nice. I know that you appreciate that.
Yep.
Do that as much of that as you
can. It's mostly because I use it on the phone, and so it's just really much. iPad's great typing, but the phone is a little harder, and it's much easier just to tell. And it does such a good job.
Pull down, create a new task.
Yeah.
That part doesn't work. I don't know what's going on there. Anyway, if you haven't updated it and you are using this app, do, because talk about flat design.
Mm-mm-mm.
It definitely.
Did it start on Android or did it start on iOS?
Please correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it started on Android.
Yeah.
And then it looks like an Android app, doesn't it?
I've been using it a long time. I think it is probably Android first, yeah.
Okay.
Wonderful. But what's nice is cross-platform. So you can have it on iOS, Android, iPhone, and desktop. There's even a Chrome plugin, and all of the to-dos will propagate to all the different platforms. So,
yeah, exactly.
And you use it does that via a Facebook sign-in. So I never even have to remember my sign-in. I just log in via Facebook.
Well, there you go. So that's AnyDo with a new look, and the app is completely free. So if you were looking for a to-do app, please do check it out. AnyDo.
Yeah, that's confusing.
It is not my favorite name.
Search right.
Any do.
Yeah.
Any dot do.
Any dot do.
But once you get it, then
any dot'll do.
Not to be confused with any list, which I showed off last week.
Right.
We actually have some good feedback about that in just a minute. But first, Leo is going to tell you all about how you can watch TV when you're supposed to be listening to your doctor telling you.
That's how. Slingbox 500, baby.
Wouldn't it be great if, like, you're in the an examining room,
and you just either,
and your doctor's like, we have to talk about your test results, and you just pull out a Slingbox 500 like this, and just go like,
I'll tell you about
something better.
I'll tell you about my test results. I got it right here, baby. How would you like to watch TV on your iPad anywhere you go? This connects your television. I conceptually understand how this works. This is not bringing internet to your TV. It's bringing your TV to the internet. So you hook this up to your satellite box, your cable box, even things like your DVR, your DVD player, and then you hook it up to the internet via Wi-Fi or via Ethernet. And now everything that's on your home theater system is available to you, password protected, on the internet. So even your DVR, you could program your DVR. In fact, they do it really nicely. If you have, you know, a Dish or a Comcast or whatever, it actually has the right remote. So you know how to use it on screen. You can tap the right keys. So you can program your DVR. If you missed Game of Thrones and you said, everybody's talking about it, I got to watch it, you just launch up your Slingbox app on your iPad and fire up the DVR and say, play back the Game of Thrones. It works on all the mobile devices. They have apps for pretty much anything. It works really well, and the new Slingbox 500 has HDMI. It has Wi-Fi. It's just fabulous. Slingbox.com/twit to find out more, or go to Amazon or Best Buy and pick up your Slingbox today. They're really great. 1080p HD, as long as you have enough internet connectivity. I'm a big fan. Best Buy, Amazon, or Slingbox.com/twit. We thank them so much for their support. Good company.
Yeah, they certainly are. Thank you, Slingbox. Mm-hmm. So let's get into some of our feedback over the last 7 days since we did the show last.
Okay.
Ben from Omaha has a question that we have heard before. It was actually addressed to you, not me, but okay, probably Ben hates me.
No.
Ben says, is there any way of hiding updates to apps? Then he also says, love the show, so... He obviously loves the show.
Well, John McCain feel the same way.
Right. John McCain just doesn't want to have to keep doing it.
I don't understand why
the apps don't just update themselves.
That's what I think. And, you know, on Android, you have the choice. There's a checkbox. You say, I would like to update the apps whenever automatically.
Yeah.
Or not. I could do it in the way that iOS does it, where I have to, you know, look at the app store and say, yes, update these. But I know what he's saying. And you can do this, by the way, on the Mac app store. You can remove an app from updates. But as far as I know, and maybe the chat room has a solution to this, but as far as I know, on iOS, if an app is due for an update, it's just going to sit there saying, update me, update me, update me.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
You don't have to update it, but you're not going to get rid of that notification.
It's not going to go. Right, and that's annoying. And in the App Store on the Mac, yes, you can. So I wish you could do that. I think this is one of the things. In fact, I'm sure this is one of the things iOS will fix. I don't think Tim Cook wanted to tell John McCain, you know, we're going to do it in iOS 7. But he did say, you know, he said, well, we want to make sure you get the latest versions. I think he should have said, just wait, Senator, just wait.
Well, okay, but what you're describing is updating automatically in the background. And some people in chat say, but no, sometimes an update will screw an app up.
And this is exactly why this guy's writing. Because he doesn't ever want to update. He wants to stay right where he is. But he wants to hide it so he doesn't keep getting reminded that there's an update.
You almost need like an app update notification center so that you can go app by app and say, you know, for example, this app, I just never want to see an update. I want it the way that it is.
I think there's a reason for why Apple does it this way. On mobile platforms especially, updates are very important. A lot of times updates fix a security problem. We're really trying to keep these things secure.
Yes.
And making somebody update, or at least continually nudging them to update, is pretty important. But how many people do we know? I'm sure you know people. I do. Where you open up their iPhone or their iPad, and that little App Store icon has like 500 apps, you know, 500 updates waiting to be done. So many people don't do these updates.
Story of my life. So, I got 91 right now.
Do you really?
I do.
No.
It's not even that hard.
You have, well, that's the problem. That's a lot.
I know.
I kind of make a point of doing it more often than that.
I'm out of control, right? I'm out of
these
control.
Are important. A lot of times these are fixes to bugs.
That's actually very true.
You have 91?
Here's the reason. I've said this before, but the reason is because I like to read all the developer liner notes because I like to know.
It might be something we want to talk
about. We've talked
about
an app in the past, what exactly changed.
Right.
And sometimes I just, I don't know, I wait until there are a lot of them until I'm in the mood. Right.
I understand
but
that.
But for the most part, it's like Dropbox, a new
most
install
of times it's not
released
a big
on
deal.
The 30th, bug fixes and performance improvements. Yeah. That's usually what it says.
Right.
That's in it, the vast majority, that's all that's going on. But that's good stuff.
Right.
You want bug fixes, you know? Fixed a bug. Bug fixes and improvements.
Fixed a bug.
Resolved an issue, you know? It's why do you think I don't want to read those?
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
no, that's good. You're conscientious about doing your updates. Now, did you notice what was being updated?
Hulu Plus. Yeah. No, I heard it got completely redesigned.
Apparently. Yeah. Somebody said it looks a lot like, in fact, I'm going to log in because I have to get my Hulu Plus login here, so I'm looking on my phone, on my...
Well, let's see if mine... Where's my Hulu Plus? Are you up at the top? That's another thing.
Yeah, now you got to find it in 91 updates.
That's another thing that's annoying. It's like, can we go alphabetical? How about release date? Wouldn't that be nice? No, it's just in here somewhere. Look for
all right,
the
well,
age.
I'm going to log into mine here.
Update.
Don't look at my login here.
All right, I'm installing. I'm going to beat you. Actually, we'll both probably be sitting here all day. Oh, no, actually, that's a really quick update.
Yeah, it's not that big.
No. So how's it going to look that different?
I don't know. Maybe
We're
a lot of it comes in off the web.
An entirely new Hulu Plus experience for iPad. Hundreds of internal optimizations. Open that. Open it.
Open Sesame.
Oh, gosh. I have to log in, too.
Yeah. And so do you have your password to hand?
No.
See, that's the problem. I hate this. And this is why people end up using the same bad password on every site, because they don't want to do this.
Oh,
of course,
that's me.
I didn't do that, and so that's why.
Riveting
I have
TV
to
here,
enter.
Everybody.
I'm trying to. It's
Log
a race. We'll make it
I'm
exciting.
In. I beat you.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
You
it is. Boy, it does look a lot different.
Does it?
Yeah.
I don't feel like it looks that different.
Oh, it's cool. Well, first of all, the background's white instead of black. I think that's the biggest change.
Are you watching Amy Schumer, by the way?
No, is it good?
She's pretty funny.
Who is she?
She's a comedian. She's funny. I'd never heard of her. I discovered her on Hulu. Thank you, Hulu.
Amy Schumer.
Yeah, because they've been featuring her show.
Mob Wives.
She's she's a little, some off color humor. So it's make sure that she's your kind of humor. But I think she's pretty funny. All right, so we got trending stuff right now. Shows that I watch, for example, Mob Wives.
Well,
this is embarrassing. Okay, and then you've got your featured stuff here up the top. You've got your menu.
You're right. It's cosmetic. Recently added. It's just got a white background.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think this looks very different.
Yeah.
It sure is nice, though.
Yeah.
I tell you, I like Hulu Plus. I really do. It is an app I know and love.
Well, you're a cord cutter.
I am, so I have to kind of love this.
That's how you watch your TV
experiences. Yeah,
yeah,
it's true. That's exactly
that's
right.
That's how you watch your TV.
Hulu Plus. Okay, so the Hulu Plus app is new. So we got. I mentioned that we got some feedback for AnyList, which was, I believe, it was my app cap last week. Yeah. And this is from Mickey, who is Mickle Pickle in chat. Hello,
Hi,
Mickey.
Hi, Mickle Pickle.
Mickey says, I was thrilled to see your app cap. Yeah, it was my app cap. Of any list on the show, it's one of the most used iOS apps in my household. However, it's a shame you didn't mention the killer feature of Siri integration via iOS reminders importing. So he explains how it works, or she. You might be a woman, Mickey. I'm sorry. AnyList accomplishes this by adding new lists in the iOS Reminders app that correspond to every list that you have in AnyList.
Yeah, because the way Apple does reminders, that's where you want stuff to live. That's why I use that as my shopping list.
Right.
But this way I could use AnyList and get it into reminders.
Yes. Now you can say to Siri, for example, add shampoo to the Target list.
Right.
I'm going to go to Target later. Or add milk to the grocery list. Then the next time you start AnyList, your iOS reminders are imported into the app and into the proper lists.
Will the geofencing still work, though? See, that's what I like. I say, because I say Target, then when I go to Target, the iPhone wakes up and says, you're at Target, this is on your list.
Now, I think you would probably have to add that to Siri separately.
Right.
Because you can. You can do that to reminders via Siri.
Right.
But I don't think you could do that all at once.
Not through AnyList.
Let us know, Mickey.
Mickle Pickle
is say, add shampoo
is
to
in
the
chat room.
Target list.
Right now.
For.
What do you do about geofencing, huh?
Yeah. Tell us, Mickle Pickle. Mickle Pickle
says, she says it works one way.
It doesn't work that way. Way. Yeah. All right. Well, fine. Hey, that's still really cool. You can, you know, think about your reminders list. I use my reminders list constantly, but it's all one.
Well, you're
list.
The one who taught me to do that.
Yeah.
Because I was showing you some list. And you said, don't you just use Siri and reminders? I said, well, what do you mean? And you showed me. And I said,
yeah.
That's the
at
best
a certain
way to
day,
do it. Yeah, it's really great.
In a certain place. It's like I'm always needing to be reminded, like, as I'm leaving my house. So I can rush back and grab what I, you know, forgot for the ninth time.
I'm glad to see you got your pants this time.
I did remember my pants after Siri said, please go upstairs and put your pants on.
You forgot your pants.
Well, you know, the joys of working from home sometimes. You don't have to wear pants. Not required.
First thing I do, I get home,
take off my pants. Just as great without them.
Yep.
Me too.
Yep.
Indoor pants. First thing I do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. So we got another email. This has basically nothing to do with apps at all, but it does have to do with you and me. So I just thought it was worth mentioning. We got an email from a...
What do your indoor pants look like?
They are stretchy.
Stretchy? Flannel?
No. Flannel's too hot.
No.
I like a good yoga pant.
Yoga pant.
Yeah.
Got it.
Just something that's, you know, it's breathable. Mm-hmm. It's comfort.
Comfort.
Comfort first. Comfort. Says, I don't know who sent this, but this person said, I know this topic is just an aside on the show, but it comes up whenever Leo pronounces a word in a way that is different than Sarah's pronunciation.
Like food?
Like
roof?
Like rough.
Orange?
Just for laughs, this wonderful person found a link, shared on Facebook, and thought that we might get a kick out of it. And then he says, it's basically 22 maps that show how Americans speak English
totally differently
from each other.
So we're in a green region, but I come from a pale blue region.
You do? Yeah, you do. Yeah.
That's for the word crawfish.
Crawfish, yeah.
How do you say it? Crayfish?
Crawfish.
Yeah, crawfish.
Crawfish. Someone says crayfish?
It's spelled crayfish.
Wait. No. Crawfish is with a W.
Only when you pronounce it that way.
Really? Oh. Learned something new. Thank you, Business Insider. You never know what Business Insider is going to come up with, you know? You
Web
think
53,
it was all about business, but that just isn't true.
Web5322 says I pronounced deaf wrong. Deaf.
How do you say it?
How do you say deaf?
Deaf?
Deaf. Deaf.
Deaf.
Deaf.
Deaf.
Deaf.
Deaf. Like head or...
Okay, this one's crazy. Everybody
Deef,
pronounces
maybe, like Reed?
Pecan pie differently.
Pecan. How do you
well, there
pecan
you go.
Pecan pie.
So that's the red. Scroll down a little bit there, Brian. I say pecan, and that's blue.
Pecan.
Pecan. That's blue. I'm rather green. I come from a green state. See,
oh my
pecan.
Gosh, look, it's so.
You could just ask somebody, how do you say that pie that has nuts in it?
Yeah.
And they would say, oh, you say it pecan. Oh, you're from a rose-colored nation.
Pecan?
Everyone in the Midwest calls it pop. Yeah, well, that one's an obvious one.
That's a weird one.
In Rhode Island, we call it a cabinet.
That's just weird. What?
Yes.
A cabinet?
Yes.
Stop it.
No.
Stop that.
I'm not kidding.
Don't spread misinformation and untruths. A cabinet?
Cabinet.
That's dumb. That doesn't make any sense. A cabinet of what?
No, it's just a cabinet. It's soda is a cabinet.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Crawfish, crayfish, crawdad.
Crawdad?
Yeah. Some people in California say crawdad.
I like how option four is. I have no word for this.
I don't have a word for that critter.
I don't say that ever. I've never said it. You notice
Mudbug.
That no part of the map is that color, though. So somebody has an opinion.
Crawdad.
But
wow.
Enough about things that don't have to do with iPads. I just thought that you might enjoy that.
Mm-hmm. And well, because she's mocking my... pronunciation.
Right. Tamara, who also goes by French Lady Nerd, wrote in and said, last week you talked a bit about pet apps, but also about Evernote. Why not put the two together? Just create a notebook for your pet.
Yes.
Take screenshots of vet emails.
Yes.
Create reminders for future pet visits.
Yes.
Store photos and more. It's worth a try.
Oh.
I think actually that's a really good idea because we were sort of racking our brains like,
well,
Evernote, where are all the pet apps?
Evernote is a power tool.
It's
I mean, you
could
do anything
whatever.
You want.
Exactly.
In fact, have you installed the Hello and the Food Evernote add-on apps? I think you would like those. You don't know about those.
No, what are you talking about? We've talked about them on the show.
Okay, yeah.
I wasn't sure what you were talking about.
So hello is a way when you meet somebody, you can actually give them hello and say, take some pictures and fill in your form, and it will get some pictures of them and give you, they give you your contact information. And food, I would think you would love because it keeps track of wonderful meals.
I absolutely love. I love Evernote food.
And this just goes into your Evernote. I mean, it's just a kind of an interface to your Evernote.
Yeah, you know... Phil Libin has said in the past, Evernote food, here we go. It's just called food in the app itself. Yep. But if you search for Evernote, it'll come up if you have a bunch of apps.
There it is.
He's said basically like, there are two things that I'm doing. I'm either eating or I'm thinking about food in any given day.
That's my kind of
guy. You know, I'm busy with Evernote and stuff. But yeah, exactly. I was like, that's me. You just described me. So he put together this app that's all food-based, right, but hooks into Evernote because he just cares. He cares about food. It's really nice.
Yeah.
I mean, I talk about food apps a lot on the show because who wants to talk
this
about
this has gotten
else?
Better and better. I mean, it really is now
so
like Epicurious or something.
It is.
It's got recipes.
You can pull recipes from the web. This is coming from a blog called Gluten Free Girl and the Chef.
That's inside of Hello?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. It's inside of Evernote Food.
I mean, food.
Yeah.
Now, so they could do pets.
They totally could.
Because it would just then be an interface to Evernote that would have the forms that you need.
Exactly.
I wonder if they have a way to do that, like just a kind of an app creator, or if they have to do it, by hand.
I don't know.
There is an API for Evernote, so somebody else could do that, too.
I guess so, yeah.
We challenge you, those of you watching.
Make an Evernote Pets app.
You would be welcome. Mm-hmm. Evernote has a whole store. In fact, we should check, because they have a whole store of apps written in Evernote. They may have a pets app. We just never checked.
It's possible.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I'd feel kind of dumb.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Evernote doggy.
Yeah. Evernote food. Yeah. If you haven't downloaded it yet and you care about eating, please do. Or, I don't know.
Please eat.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Eat more food.
Hey, everybody. We love hearing from you. You have a variety of ways that you can get a hold of us. The first is via email. Ew, yes. Who says via? It's via. My gosh. Probably people from Rhode Island say things like via the interstate.
I say via.
Write us at ipadtoday@twit.tv. Please don't say via. That's like saying often. Oh, don't even get me started.
I often say via.
Or opossum.
Opossum. What do you mean? It is an opossum.
But you just say possum.
Possum.
You just say possum. Leave us a voicemail at 757-504-IPAD. Some of you leave the coolest voicemails, but they go on forever. And it just doesn't work.
Then we can't use it. We can't use it.
Yeah. I'm listening and I'm like, I love you. And I don't want to I can't even write you back to tell you to make it shorter. So try to keep it 30 seconds or less. That's just really helpful. Or you can send us a video. You know, Leo had so much trouble with his music apps earlier that maybe you could one-up him, send us a video, and then show us your stuff. That's just an example of all of the things that you could contribute to us. Thanks to everybody who participates every week. We love you.
Our show today brought to you by Citrix. We mentioned GoToMeeting, another great Citrix product. Go to My PC. It is the king of remote access apps. I think it is the number one most used remote access app because it's easy. You don't need an IT guy to install it. You don't have to open holes in your firewall for security. It just works right out of the box. And I want you to try it right now. If you're at work watching or listening to the show, visit gotomypc.com. Click the try it free button. Use our offer code iPad. You can try it free for 30 days. The idea is once you put it on your office computer, Mac or PC, you just hit the road. They've got free apps for iPads, for Android devices, for iPhones. And here's the wildest thing. From any of those, you can actually access your office computer just like you're at work. So imagine you're headed off to your great vacation to the Florida Keys, and somebody calls from work and said, did you leave me the K/9 report? And you say, oh, crud, I forgot. Pull out your iPad. Fire up GoToMyPC, and now you're at your office computer. You email them the report. It's just like you were there. It is really remarkable. Easy to use, fast, and I got to say, it's kind of a thrill to operate a Mac or a PC from an iPad. It's just kind of amazing. Everything you could do at home, at work, you could do on your remote device
including send and receive email, run any program, access any network resource or file. I want you to try it free. The apps are always free, but 30 days free of GoToMyPC is available right now when you go to MyPC.com. Go to MyPC.com. Yeah, they're in the promo code when you click the Try It Free button. Please use IPAD. The fastest, simplest, easiest, most effective, totally secure remote access app in the world. GoToMyPC.com. Try it today for free for 30 days. You've got your app cap on.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
Not really, you know, sombrero. You look like someone who needs to be in the Village People. And I mean that in the best way possible.
I'm a macho,
YMCA
macho
is a wonderful
man.
Song. Exactly. Yeah. Look how good you are.
I could do that.
Yeah.
Young men. There's no need to feel down, oh no, young men.
So this is the part of the show where Leo and I just stop caring, obviously.
I think that happened a long time ago.
Yeah,
It happened
when your root beer float ended. You did quite well, actually. This is the part of the show where we actually put on hats because these are the App Cap Awards where we crown one app each of the week that we love and think that you should know about. And these are our caps. Get it?
This is an homage to George R. R. Martin.
Oh, my gosh. That's really what it is.
It is.
That's who you look like.
Yep.
Whatever happened to your beard growing project, by the way? Wasn't that supposed to, like, happen?
Oh, man, it did not work out.
No?
No.
You bailed really quick.
It's scratchy.
Because if you had a beard, I think the people
if I had a beard, I'd look just like
confused.
George R. R. Martin at this point.
I mean, he's like,
although,
he's
as somebody in the
Halloween
chat room said,
costume.
The disco George R. R. Martin.
Oh, yeah.
He wears a cap just like this.
It really does. Yes.
You got to wonder what's under there.
Well.
Probably not much.
That's probably why the hats, you know, him and Brett Michaels. You know, you got something to hide, that's for sure. So my app is actually.
I'm hiding a do-rag under here.
Are you?
Yes.
Cool. Well, wonderful. So you're a little George, you're a little Brett. This app I'm very excited about, and it's a little silly that I was drinking a root beer float on the show because we're getting into fitness. This is the fitness part of the show. I'm actually saving the best for last here because this app just launched today. It's brand new, hot off the press. It's called FitStar. Have you heard of it?
No, I need something. I'm going downhill fast.
This may be your ticket. So FitStar is...
I'm going to get me one of them scooters.
What scooters?
You know, that you ride around so I don't have to walk.
That won't help you.
That won't get me more fit?
No. Unfortunately, that's actually worse for you. Okay. But when let's say you're at home, you've got some time to kill, or you're on the road or something like that, you've got your iPad with you, or maybe, you know, in your living room, you've got, you know, your Apple TV so you can send things from your iPad to your television. Wouldn't it be nice if you had sort of like a personal trainer? And that's exactly what FitStar is.
Oh, I do need that.
This is... Sort of.
Oh, there's a fitness test on there.
Yeah. So this.
I'm getting this.
I'm right at the beginning. And by the way, this is launched with Tony Gonzalez, who's a football player. He plays for the Falcons, I think.
Oh.
So he is basically what the company has done is recorded a huge number of videos with him where he shows you, you know, how to go through a variety of exercises.
They shouldn't use somebody in shape for this. They should use somebody like me.
No.
Because then you would say...
motivated. Everybody's gone to a spin class and the spin instructor, you're like, I don't want to look like that. That's
wirely
not
like a
at
tree.
All.
Like...
Why aren't you perfect? So what's interesting is like, okay,
wait a minute. You have somebody fat leading your spin class?
Sometimes you have to wonder. Like, and is that my goal?
I don't see how you can.
I got better things to do.
Okay.
So I've gone ahead and I've like entered some information about myself. And the whole thing is like, there's no point in lying about anything.
No.
Whether exercises are hard.
It's just you and Tony.
Exactly. And really it's just you. So you want to be really, really honest about how you're feeling with the variety of these tests. I've gone in and answered a bunch of questions.
You created a fit test to start you at the right level.
Okay.
You'll need workout clothes, some clear space, and about 10 minutes to complete the test.
Oh, there's going to be shopping
have no
involved?
Right now, come back when you're ready. I'll be here.
No shopping.
I said I need workout clothes.
You'll see a preview of the moves you'll be doing.
See?
High knees.
And some are timed.
Superman swim.
Throughout the exercises.
Oh, push-ups.
Hope you get set up and moving like a pro. During the test, we'll ask you to input your results for each.
Oh, this is good. I want to do this.
This is cool.
This is pretty cool.
It goes really deep, actually.
Yeah.
Your progress.
Okay, I'm downloading it right now.
That you've earned. It's important to be honest with your results so we can give you the best possible workouts. Remember, this is the beginning of your FitStar journey, so stay loose and don't worry about being perfect. Okay, here we go.
All right. Fine, let's do it.
Okay,
so
tell me what to do.
Okay.
To tailor fit start to you, we've created a fit test to start
Okay, so we're going to start with high knees. You ready?
Yep.
Oh, boy. But hold on now. You got to watch Tony.
Okay.
And make sure that your technique is good. You go ahead and start. You can pick your own music from your iPod, by the way. Okay. Or you can use their music.
Boy, this is hard.
For this one, we're going to do some high knees.
Get your knees up as high as your waist. Keep your arms moving. This is tougher than it looks, but you can do it. It's starting in 10 seconds. You got to get ready here.
Can you show me? I don't even know.
All right, we're going to run in place. We're going to drive those knees up as high as your belly button.
All right, ready?
High as my belly button.
Remember to drink water often.
Make sure you breathe.
Oh, it's just running in place.
Yeah, for a minute and 30 seconds.
Oh, that's hard.
That's harder than you think it is. If your knees are actually going up to your belly button, you're not even trying. Right?
Yeah, I'm watching. It's making me tired.
So this is kind of cool. So, okay, let's go to the next one, right? So go ahead and continue.
This is cool. I am going to do this, but not now.
No, this is not the time. Certainly. It's certainly not the time.
One-legged pike? What? What? Put your leg down. Yeah. No.
Yeah. But the thing is what I love about this is, first of all, the production value is very high. It's kind of neat. We're just listening to Fit Stars tracks. It almost sounds like kind of garage band music.
Yeah,
but you
fine.
Can play your own music.
Yeah.
If it's like I Get Pumped Up by Daft Punk, you go ahead and do that if you've got it, you know, in your iPad app. And you don't need a lot of room. This is easy for me.
I'm
going to
do this. I'm going to do this.
Yeah. And if you're in a hotel room or something,
this is great.
You got your iPad app.
I would
basically move my coffee table out of the way, and then I'd do it in the area, look at my TV at home.
There's a new thing called high-intensity circuit training. This looks a little bit like it, where you do short bursts of high-intensity exercise. Of course, this is the test. But I wonder what kind... Then after you take the test, what kind of stuff does it prescribe?
Well, what's interesting about it is like, okay...
And I could just
like
keep taking
Tony
the
said,
test.
You know, be honest. Well, you could. But the thing is it will start tailoring exercises to you based on how well you're doing. And it's like you're not playing against anybody. So your incentive is to be totally honest. It's like, how many reps did you complete? Did you complete, you know?
Yeah.
You know, like what if I was like, that was
so hard.
Is
zero
I completed three. Yeah. And it was really brutal. And you just say so.
All right, here we
and
go.
Then the app gets smarter.
Now, this is free, but there's in-app purchases.
Yes.
And I presume that as you go through it, you'll be buying more routines and things like that.
You basically get, I believe it's 2 20-minute sessions per month, something like that.
That's not very many.
And then there are a variety of other tiers if it's the right, you know, if it feels like it's the right thing for you. I think it's anywhere between like $5 and $20.
Yeah.
There's also a store. So if you go ahead and say, oh, yeah, I'm interested in... getting that workout gear.
Oh,
If I go into the women's section, there's all sorts of cool stuff here.
This is good.
Yeah.
Not everybody has time or can afford a gym membership. This seems like a less expensive and more efficient way to get the same benefit.
Yeah,
that's
if you
great.
Want like a daily
$5. Is that a month?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 6 sessions per week, 4-week
program. Oh, that's good. Yeah, you'd want to do at least... 6 sessions.
If you really think about it, I mean, think about what you
It's a lot cheaper than a gym.
Yeah. And so my mom just canceled her gym membership. Well, she froze it. That's how it always starts, right?
Yeah.
I'm just freezing
I won't
it for
be.
A while.
I'll be taking
You'll
a little time
back.
Off.
You'll never be back. Just be honest.
Right.
But this is actually would make more sense, and she's got more options, and
like
it's a lot cheaper. So this is, you know, again, this is FitStar. The app is free, fitstar.com. It's really, really nice. And that's my app cap.
Thank you.
Read it and weep, Laporte. Will you?
I got a good one for people who've just finished doing the Fit Star. It is dumb.
Is it called Repair Float?
It's called
Remnants?
Dumb Ways to Die by Metro Trains. It's free. And thanks to Patrick Delahanty for recommending this. I've just started. He's a pro. But let's play a little Dumb Ways to Die. This is really charming and cute. We're getting, there's this little train station. We're getting more characters in our train station. Every time you play the game, you unlock another character. Shall we play?
Yes.
All right, spell patience. That wasn't too hard. Yay. Seemed easy, right? 100 points. Oh, clean up. Scrub the screen. Wipe up the puke. Okay, yeah. Oh, what a mess. Don't do it too vigorously. Oh, dear. He slipped and fell. Okay, I have to try harder. Okay. Chat to the door without the psycho. There's the panda. Whoo! That was close. Last time I played it, I got the psycho and got killed. So you get to play more. SWAT to hit the wasp. The faster, the longer you stay alive, the more points you gain. Don't let him fall. Oh, I let him fall.
Oh, that was a dumb way to die.
Okay, blow the plane.
That's stupid. No way. Really?
Yeah, that worked.
That was awesome.
I don't know how that works. Okay, connect the drawstring for the balloons. The drawstring from the balloons to the hand. Oh, I died. You only get three deaths. Game over. Okay, so I could tweet my death. Or I can go
Please
back to the...
don't. Just what we need.
I'm actually curious. I don't know what happens, but I won't do it. Well done. You've unlocked a new character. So I go back. Now I have a new character stopping off at the train station. This is a fun game. You can see Game Center integration. Score 400 or more to unlock the next character. It is fun. It is fast. Kids will love it. But you know what? I think even grown-ups might enjoy this game because it's just kind of stupid. It's just kind of silly. Add mustard, trace the dotted line. Wouldn't a kid love this? I didn't do it very well. I died.
Just spell patience. Can you do that?
You see what I'm saying? Tap it as fast as you can!
They're so cute.
It's cute.
They're so cute.
I don't, you know. Oh, more.
Oh. Hurry! Don't die. Don't die.
Oh, he always slips on the puke. Okay. Ooh, that was close. That was close. I only got one more life left. Faster. Swap the hormits. I swapped the hormits. Okay.
You're having
what?
Way
Don't
too
let
much
him fall. I don't know how to do that. Oh. you see this? Free. Free. It's called Dumb Ways to Die.
I love it so much.
It's Australian. Thank you, Patrick Delahanty. Another reason to love Patrick. Isn't he great?
Yes.
Just love him. He does great stuff.
Is he Australian?
No.
Oh.
He didn't write it either. He just told me about it.
Well, that's fine.
That's good. I needed a nap cap. It was that or that candy game.
Dumb Ways to Die. Oh, Candy Crush. If you guys don't know about Candy Crush, I reviewed it on
High Five.
The last... episode of i5.
i5?
Yes, i5.
Okay,
don't get jelly.
You couldn't remember the
just
name.
Just because I got there before you did. i5?
i5? You mean the show called i5?
Yes,
that one? Okay.
Yes, that's the one. You know what? I think I've had enough of this show. We've been doing it for almost 90 minutes now.
I swipes the hormits.
You swipes the hormits, and you can do some high knee lifts
high knees.
When you're done.
That was harder than Tony's workout.
It's very stressful. It's very stressful. Dumb Ways to Die and Fitstar are app caps of the week. Thanks to everybody who watched our show. I thought this was a real doozy.
A real doozy.
And I mean that in the best way possible.
Absolutely.
We will see you guys next week. Now, hold on a second. Are
Fueled
you
by
be...
Root Beer Floats. I'll be here next week.
You'll be here
it's
next
the
week.
Following week
it's
that
two...
I...
No, it's like in 3 weeks.
I'm going to... You know what I'm doing? I'm taking my son to college.
On the 27th?
On the 27th. It's not college to stay. It's like the freshman orientation in Colorado. He's going to Colorado University of Boulder.
I was going to say, they start them very early.
Yeah, no. Well, he'll come back with me. We're just going out for the freshman orientation. Parent goes, and you can see the school and stuff like that.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I've heard such nice things about Boulder.
I'm so excited.
He's
you know, Henry graduates it. From high school
He's
tomorrow.
He's going to be a mountain kid.
In fact, I'm running out of here at about an hour because we're going to the senior farewell.
Oh.
All the teachers come out, and they go, see ya.
I say...
Thank God.
Don't hit the door hitch on the way out. College is going to be tough.
Out.
You won't make it 6 weeks, kid. Going to drain your parents'
bank accounts. Out of here. And then graduation's tomorrow.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, how fun.
It's kind of a neat
time. They're flying the coop, everybody.
They're flown. That's it. That's the last one.
They've flown. And
now the party starts.
You can do whatever you want. Bachelor time.
Bachelor time.
Yeah. We're going to start with Fitstar.
I'm going to get in shape.
Tony Gonzalez
yep.
and
Maybe
us.
I get me another wife and start a whole new family.
Oh, boy. Oh, neat. All right. Thanks, everybody, for watching this edition of iPad Today. We'll see you next week right here on iPad Today.
Bye. Ooh. Ooh.